भवतु
सहनौ भुनक्तु
सह वीर्यं करवावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु
मा
विद्विषावहै
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
नमो नमः गुड आफ्टरनून गुड ईवनिंग फ्रॉम वेर एवर यू आर जॉइनिंग द उपनिषद वी हैव स्टार्टेड ऑन उपनिषद टू रिकैप उपनिषद इज पार्ट ऑफ वेद वेद सह द वन इज कर्मकांड सेकेंड वन इज ज्ञानकांड द कर्मकांड the action part knowledge part karma kanda and knowledge part veda means knowledge the veda is the knowledge is the purifier the knowledge has no beginning and it is eternal veda vyasa compiled the vedas together when they were lost when people start losing interest in the Vedas and when the knowledge is not there, people will fall back into the animalistic tendency. To lift the people from the animalistic nature, the divine Bhagavan incarnates time to time, yada yada hi dharmasya, Glanir Bhavati Bharata. Whenever there is a decline in knowledge, Lord appears to bring in the knowledge. The knowledge, how it declined, the scriptures talk about once there was a severe drought, and except in Gautama's ashram, Gautama and Ahalya's ashram. Their names comes in Ramayana also. In their ashram, except around their ashram, everywhere there was a severe drought. So, hearing this one, the people, Brahmanas from all over the place, they flocked to Gautama's ashram for shelter. And also that for their survival, they came there. And after 12 years, when the drought was broken, these Brahmanas, they came. They wanted to go back to their villages. But Gautama wanted to retain them. Please stay here a bit longer. And out of affection, he wanted to retain. But every time they put an application to return, Gautama would stop them. Please stay. So they badly wanted to go. They devised a plan. They prayed to Ganapati, please help us how to go. Ganapati appeared there as a cow, started grazing in Gautama's ashram fields. Gautama, to shoo the cow, just tapped it. The cow fell dead. That using that one as a pretext, all Brahmanas, they said they can't stay in a place where a cow has been killed, so they walked out. Gautama was wondering how it could happen. But first thing first, he prayed to Shiva to send Ganga to that place to purify that, sanctify that place. To sanctify, when he prayed, the river came about. Ganga's sister, Godavari, Godattavari. Go means cow. For the sake of cow, the water has come, it's Godavari. Another name is Go is Gautama Dattavari, given by Gautama, it's also Godavari. It originates in Madhya Pradesh and goes flows to Maharashtra through Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh reaches Bay of Bengal. The Godavari River, its name is Godattavari. For the sake of cow, what it has been given. So, rishis, whatever they do, it's a contribution. They prayed, even Godavari is there now also. Godavari, it is a lifeline for millions of people. And after that, Gautama realized this play by his students, and he cursed them. You tried to the four Guru Droha you have done, whatever you learnt may you forget. So those who learnt, they lost interest in learning. So when the practice has gone, wanes off, like our yoga class, in the term break people stop. Then after that they had to start back again. You had to keep the military people, they say, you had to keep all the weaponaries always in good shape. All the weaponaries, not Yuddha Kale Shastra Abhyasa. Not when the war is happening you are preparing the ammunition. You have to keep it all the time. So is the mind. Always to be kept. His disciples forgot the practice, so there was no knowledge and everyone dropped to animalistic level. So that was the Ganapati also, that the reason for Vedavyasa. Vedavyasa's had to appear. For his appearance there should be some pretext. The great people won't come down without any reason. Mahatma Bhagavan himself, to come here, he wanted a reason. Reason is there's no knowledge, and he appeared. He appeared through, I told in Bhagavad Gita class, he appeared through Parashara and Satyavati. He appeared and he brought the Vedas again. Earlier knowledge was one, he codified into four sections: Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Athar Veda. Rig Veda is Ruk, it runs in a meter. With a meter, Yajur Veda, there is no meter, it's like a prose, it runs like a text. Sama Veda, Rig Veda mantras, when added to the music, the raga, it becomes a Samaveda. The music shastra also has a background of Samaveda. The fourth one is Atharva Veda, it's Dhanu, it includes Dhanurveda, Ayurveda, and the healing methods, black magic, that also comes under Atharva Veda. Atharva Veda, the originally only one Veda was there. Then it became only two, Rig Veda and Yajur Veda, two Vedas. One became Rig Veda and Yajur Veda. Rig Veda and Yajur Veda, when the Rig Veda mantras music was added, it became Sama Veda. And Atharva Veda is nothing but the mantras taken from Rig Veda and Yajur Veda, found by Atharva Rishi. It becomes the Atharva Veda. So, one Veda, Vedas, as I said, it has a component. One part is Karma Kanda, second one is Jnana Kanda. The learning process, children, like Dhruva, small children also same text, adults also same text, in the Gurukula also only one text. The how you go, for example, Vedas in the starts with Brahmana. Earlier your children are taught how to phonetics, how to express, how to say what is Alpaprana, Mahaprana. What is the meaning? Meaning of Mahaprana and Alpaprana. Alpaprana and Mahaprana, the importance is taught. And the Vritrasura story is there. The mantra, Alpaprana and Mahaprana, if you put in a wrong direction, it conveys the wrong message. The Vritrasura wanted to kill Indra. He did the father Tvastra did the tapas. Indra instead of pressing the Mahaprana on Indra, instead of pressing the Mahaprana on killing, he say put the Mahaprana on Indra. He wanted a child who can kill Indra. When he put the Mahaprana on Indra, then it conveyed the message, may Indra be able to kill his son. The same words, the Mahaprana and Alpaprana, in the different places, it conveyed the, he wanted the son to kill Indra, rather than, because of his mantra, he got a son who will be killed by, he was killed by Indra. So, that is a phonetic, Shikshavalli, Brahmana, then Brahmana means knowledge. You have to know how to express properly. In Ramayana comes, Sugriva was so petrified to see two young men with Ajanubahu coming there. He thought they must be Rishyamukha Parvat, they must be the messenger of Vali. So he sent Hanuman, please go and find out who are these. I'm so worried. Hanuman went and did not ask many things. He said, from where you have come? Where are you going? What is your background? Only 2-3 sentences. Immediately, Lord Rama, instead of responding to Hanuman, looked at Lakshmana. Did you see how he is talking? He is talking like a person who has mastered all Vedas. No mistakes. His high pitch, low pitch. So perfect. And he's talking like a great the Veda expert. That is the importance. Rama talks about that one. It is how you talk, high pitch, low pitch. Your sound must come out from your navel. When you are talking, it is talking about how you talk, your navel, the word should come out from the navel so that it has the weight. If the tongue, voice is coming out from people, talk from the throat, it loses the weight. If you want to have a command over your voice, make sure that you do Mandukasana. Your sound should origin from your navel. It should come out. It should come out, express well. Now, and after that Shiksha, it's a Brahmana. Then Brahmana is a knowledge, acquiring knowledge. Then Aranyaka, whatever you acquired the knowledge, you have to reflect on that one. You acquired the raw information, raw has to be processed. You have to take in what is appropriate for you, that is Aranyaka. And the third one is called as Upanishad. When you take out the right thing, you have chosen few things. In the primary school, I study all subjects. When I go into university, I streamline. I won't be doing all subjects. What is my specialization, I will pick up. When I go into post-graduation, I do in PhD, one subject. I want to bring out the knowledge out of that one, that is Upanishad. Upanishad, the three part, two, the three parts are there. Upanishad, Upanishad is the Vedanta. The Upanishad is called as Vedanta. The meaning is Vedanta. The ultimate message of Veda is Upanishad. Vedanta means Vedanta. The ultimate. What is what Veda is trying to say? Vedanta, Upanishad. The four Vedas have four different Upanishads. Rig Veda, one Upanishad, it is called as Maha Aitareya Upanishad. The second one, Yajurveda. Yajurveda, Krishna Yajurveda and Shukla Yajurveda. Krishna Yajurveda because it was from Krishna Dvaipayana, Veda Vyasa's lineage. From Veda Vyasa, his Veda Vyasa gave Paila to propagate the Rigveda. He asked Vaishampayana to propagate Yajurveda. He asked the Samaveda to Jaimini. For Atharva Veda, he gave it to Sumantu. The Yajurveda, it was Yajnavalkya along with his disciples. When he was going in the peaks of Himalayas, one student, he accidentally tried to overtake another student and touched his guru and fell off the cliff and died. His Vaishampayana told his students, let us together do a prayaschitya for this person. The sin has come of killing a brahmachari. For that, Yajnavalkya said, why everyone, sir, I alone will do. The Vaishampayana pretended he was angry. He said, you have become very arrogant. Since you think you can do so much, okay, you leave everything, whatever you learned, and you start. When the great Maharshis, great saints, they curse, there is a good will come out. The Vaishampayana had seen the merit in Yajnavalkya and thought this student can bring out more. So Yajnavalkya left everything, whatever he learned from his teacher, and he did the Surya Upasana. Surya Upasana and got what is called as Shukla Yajurveda. Shukla Yajurveda, and the talking of Yajnavalkya, I will talk about his story further. There is a Yajnavalkya had two wives. He had two wives, Katyayani and Maitreyi. Katyayani and Maitreyi, Yajnavalkya in his ashram. And he told once to his wives, now I have fulfilled my obligation as a householder. I am distributing all my properties equally between you, and I am going to for tapas. Katyayini did not say anything. Like mentally, she agreed. Then Maitreyi said, you are going where? He said, to seek the higher wealth. So Maitreyi said, you are giving out what is wretched. Useless, you are giving to me, and you are in search of a higher thing. She said, I don't want this useless thing. I also want that higher thing. Higher wealth. You are going for a higher wealth. You are giving a useless wealth to me. Even I don't want this useless wealth. let me accompany you and I won't disturb your tapas. I also want that higher wealth. Maitreyi is regarded as Brahma Vadini and a great woman. It is talks about in Brihadaranyaka. And in one of the famous verses from Brihadaranyaka is there, Navare Sarvasya Kamaya Sarvam Priyam Bhavati. One of the Upadeshas of Yajnavalkya to Maitreyi, nobody is doing anything for anyone. Nobody, and husband is liking wife because he gets something out of his wife which is good for him. Wife likes husband not out of love, because wife gets something out of the husband. Children don't like, they like their parents because they get something out of their parents. Parents like their children because they get something out of their children. Employer likes employee because something making the employer happy. And he says, in this world, Navare Sarvasya Kamaya Sarvam Priyam Bhavati. Unless it is making me happy, I won't be liking anything. I like something, somebody, because it is making me happy. So, he is saying, everyone is selfish. Everyone in this world is selfish. They are doing for their own happiness. Nobody is doing for anything for anyone. Unless, why I am doing? Because it makes me happy. So, Sarvam Priyam Bhavati, whatever we do, and it's for me. It is Yajnavalkya further says, you have to do something. The Atma Vare, instead of doing for my happiness, if you offer everything connect to the God, if the God is happy, if you become dear to the God, you become dear to everyone. He talks about, how can I become popular? How can nobody likes me in this world? Nobody is liking me in this world. Why? He says, if you become dear to God, you will be endeared by everyone. It's the Upadesha. He tells this one to Maitreyi. The secret of the people skill, do something. When you become dear to God, you become dear to everyone. That is Shukla Yajurveda. When it comes there, we'll try to go further into that one. And Krishna Yajurveda has three Upanishads, Kathopanishad, Taittiriya and Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Shukla Yajurveda, Yajniya Mantra Upanishad or Isho Upanishad. And the second one is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. These two have come out of Yajnavalkya. Samaveda has two Upanishads as a music, Chandogya. Chandogya name itself says Chandas. With the meter, with the up and down, it's Chandogya Upanishad is there. And another one is Thalavakara Upanishad, also called as Keno Upanishad. Keno Upanishad, why Kena? The first word starts with Keneshitam Patati. Kena, it starts with Kena, that's why Keno Upanishad. And the Ishavasya Upanishad, Yajna, it's called as Ishavasya Upanishad, because first word is Ishavasya Idam Sarvam, that's why Ishavasya Upanishad. And Atharva Veda has three Upanishad, Mundaka, Manduka, and Shat Prashna Upanishad. Shat Prashna Upanishad, these 11 Upanishads, have peace mantras. Each Veda, by hearing the peace mantra, we know which Veda is that one, which related to which Veda. We started off with the Krishna Yajurveda. This class we started with, repeat after me. Sahana Vavato.
Sahana Vavato.
Sahano Bhunakto.
Sahano Bhunakto.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
This Upanishad gives five messages, four positive and one is negative. Four positive you have to inculcate, one negative you should not entertain. Sahana Vavatu, it is talking about the teamwork. Let us together, Dhruva has his friends there, as a team, let us learn together. With the students are telling to in front of the teacher. These peace mantras generally told by students in front of the teacher. What it is saying, Sahana Vavatu, may we learn together, coexist together. And coexist together, Sahano Bhunaktu, in the ashram I have come, we should have enough to eat. Students should not be starving, nor the teacher should be starving. Bhunaktu, let us have abundance together. And with this abundance, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, may we coexist together. Why? We want to achieve great things in our lives. The Upanishad makes us to achieve great things. The purpose of Upanishad is not you becoming ordinary. To become ordinary, there are many things. The purpose of Upanishad, you have to become someone extraordinary. And Tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai. Tejasvi, may we become brilliant. May we become brilliant, so brilliant, ma vidvishavahaihi, we should not become arrogant. And students are thinking, I am better than the teacher. Competition comes, may we not hate each other. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Last week I touched upon, may there be a may we have peace from far and away. May we have peace around us. May we have peace within us. Far and away, we are here. And for example, what is happening in Bangladesh or Middle East or Russia, far and away. And it is affecting everyone. And may around us. May the place where we are, may around us, there should be peace. May there be peace within me also. Calm mind, serene mind. Shanti, how it is to be said. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. When you say last one, slow down. The first one, big pitch. Slowly you taper a bit off. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. That is the way to finish off. The Upanishad, Upa means come closer. Come closer, Upavishad. Come closer to the teacher. Why? Upa means up. You have to go up in your life. If you want to go up in your life, you have to come close to the teacher. not avoid the teacher, avoid whatever teacher says, not to do that one. How to become close to the teacher, obeying whatever teacher says, do things which are pleasing to the teacher, then only you can go up. The second mantra we learned, Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnuru Rukramaha.
Shanno Vishnuru Rukramaha.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Tanma Avatu.
Tanma Avatu.
Tadvaktaram Avatu.
Tadvaktaram Avatu.
Avatu Mam. Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
And this one, the talking about Shanno Mitra. The Mitra, Mitra means the deity presiding over the daytime. May I have the bliss during the daytime. Varuna means the deity presiding over the night time. May I have peace of mind at the night time. Deity presiding over the night, give me peace. Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi. May my senses be sharp. May my mind be sharp. Shanno Vishnu Urukramaha. May my accomplishments go beyond the confinement, like Vamana. May accomplish great things, the great, my accomplishment be known everywhere, like a Trivikrama. Namo Brahmane, the highest God, the Supreme Lord, to him, Brahma, Namo Brahmane, my salutations. Namaste Vayo. Upanishad talks about Namaste Vayo. The Vayu is the Prana, is the Guru of everyone. Along with God, we are bowing down to our Guru. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi, saying that Vayu, Prana, you are the true, the Guru. You are the Guru of everyone. You are the through you, we only we can realize the God. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami. Only through you we get to know about the Supreme Lord. With only through Guru, Guru introduces us to the God. Without Guru, we can't understand. Ritam Vadishyami, always I aspire to know the highest truth. Satyam Vadishyami, whatever the highest I know, I want to talk that one. I should not misguide the students. And Tanma Avatu, this learning journey, may God protect me. Tadvaktara Mavato, may God protect the teacher. And again, Avatu Mam, Avatu Vaktaram. May God enter into me and make me understand what my teacher is talking about. Avatu Vaktaram means, may God enter into the teacher and make him to communicate such a way that I understand. There should be this, without communication, it is not a monologue. Whatever teacher says, student must understand. Whatever student requires, teacher able to give it. This continuous link should be established. Avat mam, avat vaktaram, may the peace be everywhere. These two peace mantras we learnt in the earlier class. And another peace mantra we learnt, how many we Krishna Yajurveda, we learnt Sahana Bhavatu and Shanno Mitra we learnt, and Shukla Yajurveda. Shukla Yajurveda, it has two peace mantras. It has Shukla Yajurveda, three peace mantras. We learn three peace mantras. One is Om Asatoma.
Om Asatoma.
Sadgamaya.
Sadgamaya.
Tamasoma.
Tamasoma.
Jyotirgamaya.
Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityorma.
Mrityorma.
Amritangamaya.
Amritangamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti.
So, we are very fortunate, most of the people in India also, they won't be learning this one. You are learning the third peace mantra. This is all peace mantras. The sattvic peace mantras, all sattvic mantras means it should start with Om. Without Om, Om indicates auspiciousness. All mantras must start with Om. The some sorcery mantras and all, they do not use Om. Without Om it starts. All the sattvic mantra starts with Om. It starts with Om Asatoma Asat. Asat means unreal. Unreal, we are spending a whole life on unreal things. I talked about Yajnavalkya's story. He wanted to give up the what is temporary, but Maitreyi said, I want the higher one. It is saying that whole our life, we are investing our time and energy on making one extra dollar, though we know that everything we are leaving behind, but we have no interest in learning anything higher. It is prayer, as I am getting older, may my mind turn towards the permanent wealth, what Yajnavalkya said. May I turn my attention to the lasting wealth. Enough of this temporary $1 extra. I had to leave. I want to bring my attention to which wealth accompanies me, goes with me this life and beyond. May my mind move towards that one. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. Tamas means ignorance. Ignorance, the antidote for ignorance is knowledge. May I develop thirst for knowledge. Thirst for knowledge, the knowledge is the light. Knowledge, may I develop the thirst for knowledge. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, tamas darkness, death and the ignorance. Jyotirgamaya, knowledge is light, it shines. The light of knowledge. May I move in the path of knowledge, inner light. Light of knowledge. May the light of knowledge lead my life. Mrityurma Amritangamaya. Mrityu means fear, anxiety, feeling insufficient. I am useless. Feeling inadequate to the adequacy. Feeling of abundance, feeling of completeness, feeling of contentment. From uncontented to the contented life. May I move towards that one. Om Shanti. May there be peace outside, around and within me. Adi Daivik, Adi Bhautik and Adhyatmik. May there be peace in all three dimensions. This peace mantra, three line, it gives enough food for whole life. We can contemplate on these three lines whole life. It talks about the folly in our life. It exposes these three lines, how the short-sighted living we are doing. This mantra is opening our eyes. Open up your horizon. Repeat again. Om Asatoma.
Om Asatoma.
Sadgamaya.
Sadgamaya.
Tamasoma.
Tamasoma.
Jyotirgamaya.
Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityorma.
Mrityorma.
Amritangamaya.
Amritangamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.